Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I am so excited because it is solo episode week over here. Hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we are talking about friends with benefits today. And I hope that you can find something in this episode that's relatable to you, even if you are married with 7 kids, because you never know when you're going to have a friend with benefits again in your life. But for real, I think that this is going to be a fun one. I think it's a topic that we definitely need rules around, for sure. And friends with benefits should be something that works out really well. But we see in these movies all the time, you know, friends with benefits, no strings attached, that it doesn't, because one person gets feelings and then someone gets hurt, or maybe they end up together because it's a rom-com. But that's unrealistic. What is realistic is being able to set healthy boundaries and guidelines so that you can successfully have a friends with benefits. I want to start off this episode. So I recorded this like before, this is like a pre-episode recording. So I recorded it before, you know, you'll figure it out. But I wanted to give a major shout out to my incredible husband, who is so, so just wonderful and confident in our relationship that he allowed me to pick the brain of a former friend with benefits who I truly never speak to, but was kind enough, and we're on, like, you know, good terms enough because I followed these rules with him, that he was willing to opine on friends with benefits. Anyway, so shout out to Steven. Thank you for helping that little anecdote make its way into this episode. And I guess we'll get right into it. So I will start with, like, these have been my rules for friends with benefits forever. And then I'm going to get into your specific questions that you had submitted around friends with benefits. So here we go. Rule number one, obviously the most important one, right? Make sure you're being sexually safe. So what do I mean by that? I mean, if you have a friend with benefits and they are sleeping with other people, wear a condom or have a discussion of getting tested, or just, you know, be safe, because that is first and foremost so important, that you feel safe sexually when you are entering this dynamic. Okay. The second rule, and I don't know that these are necessarily in order, right? But this is really the rules for, it's kind of from a female perspective, right? Of having a male friend with benefits, but it could go either way. You can kind of, I'll try to interpret it for men as well, because I want them to get something out of this too. So for me and for women, I would say it's usually a better dynamic if the man that you have a friend with benefits with, or, you know, for a guy, if the girl you have a friends with benefits with. Okay, let me explain, because that was confusing. Like, I think that the guy should be younger. if you're going to do friends with benefits. For a guy, I think the girl should be older, right? In an ideal situation. For gays, whatever works for you. I feel like gays are just doing it better than us in every sense. So keep doing what you're doing. But I think that if the guy is younger, usually as a woman, we don't take them as seriously. And the whole thing with having a friend with benefits, the goal here, right, is that you don't want to fall for them. You don't want to develop feelings. And if someone's going to develop feelings, you want it to be the other person. So how do you make sure that doesn't happen? That's where these kinds of rules come in. So they're younger, meaning like too young to take seriously as someone that you would date. And maybe that's not the case, right? But there has to be one reason at least that you wouldn't take them seriously to date them. And I don't mean like that you don't respect them. Respect is a huge part of friends with benefits. I just mean there is something that is blocking you from being able to really date this person. Maybe it's a religious thing. Maybe it's a political thing. Maybe it's because they're younger. Whatever it may be, there needs to be a reason that you wouldn't be together. Rule number three, mutual respect. You must respect this person and they must respect you. It is already a slippery slope to be texting each other after 9 p.m., what are you doing? You want to come over, blah, blah, blah. And to, you know, not sleep over, which is another rule we'll get into. And so if you're going to be doing these things, if you're going to be having a sex-based relationship, you need to respect each other because it doesn't work without that. And you can't just do things to hurt the other person. You can't treat them like they're disposable. The whole idea of this is that they're a friend with benefits. If they're just someone that you're sleeping with, that's a little different. I would say, I guess a fuck buddy is still a buddy. So I don't know. I guess if it's just someone that you're sleeping with, I would say it's literally someone that you're sleeping with. If this is a friend with benefits, your friendship has to come first. And I don't mean real friendship, like you're not really friends, but I mean the friendship aspect of having mutual respect for one another, right? Like all situations, and this isn't really a rule, but I guess we'll make it rule number four. The guy, if anything, should be the one who wants to be more serious or who would be, right? Because obviously in any situation, we want the guy to like us more. This is an ideal, you know, DeLulu moment. I'm not saying that that's always going to be the case, but ideally it should be. Number five, are we on five or six? I don't know. We're kind of just rolling with this, right? Out of bedroom boundaries. So important. So like you shouldn't really be hanging out outside of the bedroom. The bedroom, your apartment, whatever it is your safe space to cultivate this relationship with your friend with benefits. You shouldn't be meeting up with them at the bar. You shouldn't be seeing them in too many different environments because again, that also you could get feelings. You keep things exactly where they should be. And if that's a sexual, sex-based relationship, it's in the bedroom. I can't believe I didn't address this before, but we're going to say rule seven. It cannot be an ex. And I know this is going to come up with the questions. It cannot be someone that one of you had strong feelings, if not both of you, for each other at some point. There are so many guys out there, especially that want to have sex with you. It does not need to be an ex. It doesn't matter if you're like worried your body count's going to go up. It doesn't matter. What matters more is that you aren't emotionally attached to this person because that is really going to hold you back in dating. You should be able to have a friend with benefits and still meet the love of your life and get married. And if you are listening to this and you're like, shit, I don't think I could do that because I think that my friend with benefits could be the love of my life, then you're doing it wrong. Unless they agree, in which case you're the exception. Get married. I'm so happy for you. Not the rule. The rule is that it needs to be someone there are no feelings involved with. Okay, rule number eight. This sex should be sex that you can have an orgasm from, right? It should be sex that you enjoy, of course, right? But it shouldn't be the best sex of your life, because that is a really slippery slope. Meaning like this person's penis or this person's vagina cannot be like the ideal penis for you. Like it cannot be like, maybe it can be like a little too small, or maybe it can be like a little, there has to be a reason that you are not like totally desperate to have sex with this partner, with this person rather. Because if you are, then again, we're in this slippery slope of like, someone's going to get feelings and it's probably going to be you, right? So keep making sure, if you're going to choose this person, that like the sex is good. Of course you should be benefiting, right? Especially if it's just a sexual relationship, but it's not the best sex of your life. It's not. And if it is, that can be dangerous. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that it was not easy for Stephen and I to conceive. We struggled a lot, and ultimately we ended up doing IVF. But had I known about Frida Fertility when we were first trying, it would have been really helpful, let me tell you. Frida Fertility is a new line of simple solutions for the not so simple act of baby making. It's not sexy when you're actually trying to make the baby. It's way sexier when it's just, you know, an exciting sexual journey. But Frida is simplifying this journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to actually making a baby. They've got ovulation prediction, at-home insemination kits. So like, you know how people talk about turkey basting? Yes, I know it's timely with Thanksgiving, but think about a turkey baster for, you know, down there. It's amazing. I actually have a friend who used a real turkey baster because she didn't have this kit. Should she have had the kit, I mean, would have been a lot easier for her. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's such a lack of understanding and resources. You can find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. If you haven't started baby making, check out some of their other great products, but really Frida Fertility is the best when you are starting to try on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. I don't know what it is, but I never got an iPad. Like I was just not an iPad girl. And now that I have my Skylight Frame, it's so funny. Steven's like, when did you get that iPad? And like, how does it have all these photos of us? It is the easiest thing to use. I'm so grateful that they gifted one to me so that I can encourage you to do the same for your spouse, your friend, your sister, mom, dad, grandpa, daughter, whoever it might be. It is such an easy gift to give. The Skylight Digital Frame, it just takes the stress out of holiday shopping. If you're looking for the perfect no-fail gift to give, no one dislikes a digital frame. It's got everything going for it, right? It shows all your memories, and there's nothing more important and valuable than memories. Or maybe you have friends who just had a baby. Gift them the Skylight Frame, and you can preload all the pictures of their new baby that they've sent you. So they're literally just going to cry because they're like, this is the cutest gift ever. Or if you have family that lives away from you and you want to stay better connected, whatever it might be, there's always a good reason to gift a Skylight Digital Frame. And as a special limited time offer for our listeners, you can get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/acme. To get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame, just go to skylightframe.com/acme. That's skylightframe.com/acme. Rule number 8, make sure it happens at your place only if you're the girl, right? So if you're the guy, at her place only. Because this is where you kind of lose the power a little bit. And This rule is flexible, right? Like if there's a reason that you can't do it at your place because you're the one with 3 roommates and they live alone, then like go to their place, whatever. But for me, I thought that was really important because I just, you know, I liked the dynamic of if I'm providing sex, which of course I'm benefiting from too, right? But making it really easy for a guy to have sex, which is harder than for a girl to have sex. Like, girls can go into like any bar and have sex. I think that it should be on my terms, on my turf. I shouldn't be inconvenienced, not have my contacts, not have my things, my skincare routine, whatever. He could come.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
To me, I'm, you know, doing a lot to make him happy. He can come to me. So that was another thing. I would say rule number 9, no sleepovers. And I talk about this with my friend with benefits later on the episode. No sleepovers, because a sleepover really creates this false sense of intimacy. It's more intimate than sex, in my opinion. And when you are having consistent sleepovers with your friend with benefits, it can start to feel like a relationship. And you, again, are going to be in that slippery slope of, are we in a relationship or is this just someone that's sleeping with me, right? Because scientifically, women, the more we sleep with a man, start to develop feelings. So we have to actively work against science here. This is no small feat. We are like doing the most possible in this situation to not develop feelings. So these are not rules to be taken lightly, ladies. We got to protect ourselves. We have to. And that isn't to say that the man isn't going to develop feelings, because every time a man spends quality time with a woman, they develop more and more feelings. So more time spent together, right? So the man has to, you know, protect himself in a lot of ways too. But we got to protect ourselves when it comes to these boundaries in order to not really have crazy, crazy feelings for somebody. So those are the rules. Those are the guidelines, right? To make a friends with benefits situation work. Okay, I feel like I can't continue this episode until I get my friend with benefits, my past friend with benefits, on the phone, because I feel like his perspective will be helpful. And we're still on good terms, because that's, you know, you should be on good terms with your friend with benefits. Let's see if he answers. I'm kind of just like calling him out of the blue. We'll see. The anticipation is killing me. No answer, but he texted saying, call you in 15. Okay. Back to you in 15. Okay. He's calling back. I'm going to put him on speaker. Hi. This is so excellent.
I feel like you'd be happy to know that when you called me, I was on with my therapist.
That is amazing. And that is why you are the actual best. Yeah. Is it okay if I say your name, like, or do you want to be anon?
Can you give, like, well, can I think about that tonight?
Well, I'm recording right now. So
oh, you're recording right now?
Yeah, but we can call you. We'll call you Jack. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You call me Jay. You call me Jack. Whatever.
You okay, we'll call you Jay. So basically, I'm doing this episode, and I am talking about kind of like the rules for friends with benefits, like how to make it work in a way. And I can tell you what I've said as those rules, but I feel like it's only fair to the listeners to kind of give like a background to, you know, my situation. And so I thought I'd ask you, and obviously I'm putting you on the spot. So like, don't, you know, we can work through these questions together, because I, you know, need your help to remember some stuff. But like, how exactly did we start as friends with benefits?
We started, so we met through because you were doing stuff for Press Job.
Yeah. Well, now we're naming names. Yeah. We met. It's okay. We can bleep that. We met through a friend that I was working for your friend and roommate.
Yes. And I was talking to him, you know, I was asking like, hey, is she single? You know, what's her deal? You know, mention all positive things about you.
Yeah. I mean, I remember I saw you at like the event for the, I was like, who is that? And like, why haven't you told me about them?
And I was the same way.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember, like, you know, he probably like, that was probably like early days. No, not early days of Instagram, but I don't know. I think I got your number through him. Mm-hmm. And then we just started texting. I think that was, but then it turned out that like, we literally lived across the street from one another.
Right. So we started texting. We realized we lived across the street from each other. And I don't know if in the beginning it was ever discussed that, like, let's be friends with benefits. I think it was more like we went straight to like the text at 9 as opposed to like, you know, the dates.
Yeah, it was like a text at 9. Also, keep in mind, this was like 6 or 7 years ago, so I was definitely at a different point in my life. But
yeah.
Yeah, I think it either started like with a text at 9 or like, hey, what are you, like a text like late afternoon or something, like, hey, what are you up to tonight? And then it was very much like, oh, well, let me know. Maybe I'll like come over, swing by or something like that.
Right. But yeah.
We never overtly had a conversation of like, hey, let's keep this really casual. Let's be
fun. No, we never did. But I mean, there was, and this is like one of my rules, like there was a factor of age. I think you were like 24 or 25 at the time. And I was like 26 or 27. And so I remember thinking like, you know, this person wouldn't be looking for something serious anyway. And I can't date someone who's 3 years younger, because that's like weird and creepy and like, you know, whatever. So I guess one of my rules is like, there has to be a reason that you wouldn't be together. And it doesn't have to be like an offensive reason. It could be an age reason. It could be like a religion reason. It could be like a whatever. So that's like, so basically the point of the episode is like how to actually make it work. Right. So that's like how we started. Do you remember if we had any like ground rules?
No, I as in like, I don't ever remember us having a conversation about that.
Right.
So, like, so when I say no, like, I don't think that conversation ever took place. I'll also add, like, I think to your point, I think in my mind, again, like trying to think back here, I think in my mind, I knew, I was like assuming that you thought I might have been like a little too young for you to have like a long-term relationship with. Again, like you never said that to mm-hmm. my face. I probably just like thought that in the back of my head of like, you know, I'm like a year or like 2 years younger than you. I don't know if she'll want anything serious with me anyway. So let me like keep this as casual as possible.
Right. Right. And then I had similar thoughts of just like, you know, he is younger and whatever. Like, I think in terms of ground rules, we never like got involved in each other's like actual dating lives. Like I was never like, oh, did you go on a date tonight? And you were never asking me the same thing. Like there was a lot of mutual respect, I would say.
Totally. Yeah. Like we wouldn't talk about, I think we both, again, this is like me speaking on my own behalf here. Like, I think like in my head, I was like, oh yeah, she's probably going on dates with other guys, but I wasn't like, I didn't think you were like seeing someone else.
Right.
You know, like and maybe you thought that I was like going on dates with other people too. But I remember we would talk about like previous relationships and things like that. It wasn't like talking about anything dating wise or romantic was like taboo or off limits, but we mm-hmm. were never talking about like, hey, who have you seen this week?
Right. Exactly. I think also another thing that was really important, two things that had to kind of do with like location and whatever, you for the most part came to me, which I feel like most of the time, the reason that friends with benefits doesn't work is because the girl like gets feelings. And that's just like science, right? Like if you're having sex with a guy, like it releases some sort of chemical that you like feel connected to this person. The best thing that you can do as a girl who has a friends with benefits is like do the most so that like feelings don't get in the way. So I feel like you coming to my place as opposed to me coming to your place. Also, it was awkward because you lived with my, like technically like my boss, but I feel like that kept like the ball in my court in terms of like me being able to control, you know, whatever. And then also we never had a sleepover as far as I know.
I was legitimately about to say that, like maybe that was like the result of just like the proximity of how close we live to one another.
Yeah.
I probably say that, but it was like, I knew when I was like coming over that I would be going home afterwards.
Right. And I wasn't like,
fucked up.
No. I wasn't like offended. Like I wasn't offended that you left because that was like an unspoken thing.
Yeah, I like assumed that that was the case and you were like, you know, knew that. And by the way, if I get like a random call coming in, it's my DoorDash order.
Okay. What'd you order?
Mendocino Farms. Do they have, I don't know if they have it in New York.
No.
Like a salad, you know, I got
it. Yeah, that sounds nice. I actually ate a salad for dinner tonight too. Anyway, so I feel like that was necessary because once you have a sleepover with someone, I truly believe that sleepovers are like more intimate than sex.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. My mental health is so dependent on going to therapy, on exercising regularly, on my sexual wellness, and I'm not going to lie to you, it's on my hair. If my hair and my makeup look good, if I look in the mirror, especially during pregnancy, right? And I am liking what I see and it's not some crazy nest, which it usually is, I feel better. And that is why Glam Squad is my number one. Glam Squad was founded on the belief that salon quality at-home glam services should be accessible to everyone. They built an elite team of beauty pros who come right to your home, your office, or your hotel with on-demand hair, makeup, and nail services to get you ready for anything. It doesn't just have to be your holiday party. It doesn't have to be that gala. It could literally just be a day because you deserve it. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to put on fake lashes by myself and I look like a crazy caterpillar. Glam Squad does it so much better. They also have like individual lashes. They work with extensions if you have extensions like me. They're in New York City, LA, Miami, DC, Dallas, Fort Worth. I mean, it's amazing. Like you really, really should be using it if you don't already. New York City, Hoboken, Jersey City, anywhere that you could really imagine is where Glam Squad is. And for a limited time, Glam Squad is giving my listeners $20 off their next appointment. It's valid whether or not you've booked with them before, and that is rare. So run to use code WMAA, as in We Met at Acme, but the initials, at checkout. So that's code WMAA at checkout. Again, services are available in New York City, Hoboken, and Jersey City, Los Angeles, Miami, Washington, D.C., Boston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, San Francisco, and seasonally in the Hamptons. So run. My next podcast partner could not be more aligned with this episode. Could not possibly be. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. So if you have a friend with benefits, that's amazing. Maybe you're using Dipsy less, but that friend with benefits isn't always going to be around for you. And your sexual health is still really important, just as important as your mental health, in my opinion. So you got to exercise that. You got to exercise, period, right? And how do you exercise? By listening to Dipsy and turning yourself on and getting, you know, getting to feel good because you deserve that feeling. Let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or heat things up with a partner. Also, if friends with benefits is something that scares you, all you need is yourself in the case of Dipsy. So for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/acme. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsestories.com/acme. dipsystories.com/acme. They also have sleep stories, wellness sessions, and sexy stories that you can read if you're into, you know, that literotica, that 50 Shades of Grey kind of vibe. And they've got things for everyone, straight listeners, queer listeners, and I really think you're going to like it if you haven't tried it yet. dipsystories.com/acme. Do you feel like, and this is now just me being like, tell me my rules are correct, which you don't have to do, but do you feel like when a girl sleeps over too soon, it's like it can, you know, mess with things a little?
I wouldn't say, like, it could, but I don't know if it's always like as black and white as, oh, things are moving way too fast. Because, you know, if I like someone enough and they like, they sleep over, like, it, obviously, like, you know, we don't have to be doing anything. It just like really depends on the person. But I understand like things can move a little too quickly if it's like, if a sleepover occurs a little too fast.
Yeah.
I probably agree. I think like, yeah, but I totally agree with your point too, that like in many ways, having a sleepover with someone is like way more intimate than just like anything sexual at times.
It is, because you see them like really naked, not like physically naked.
Totally. And, so, and then there's that like when you like first wake up in the morning.
And like, yeah. And like your breath stinks and like you have to take a shit. Like, it's just like, it's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Then it'd be like, wait, so like, when are you leaving? But you don't say it.
Right, right. There's just too much. There's too much to discuss. I'm curious, did anyone that you dated like while we were friends with benefiting, did they know that you had a friend with benefits?
No. But again, like, I'm trying to remember the exact timing. Like, when we were friends with benefiting, I was never like, I would go on dates, but I was never like dating one person to the point where I had gone on like 5 or 6 dates with the same person at that time, you know, because it's kind of like many people are different, but you know, if ever like I got to that point, I would have told you like, hey, I'm like seeing somebody.
Well, I think I remember. So and this is like another thing that I talk about in the episode. Like I'm pretty sure at one point I did get into a relationship with someone. I told you transparently. Well, I think maybe first I like texted you about it. And then I was like, no, I gotta like pick up the phone and be like a big girl. And then I think I told you on the phone. I then dated that person. I honestly, this is embarrassing, but I don't even remember who that person was. I then dated them. Then we broke up. Then you and I continued the friend with benefits thing.
Right. Yeah. By the way, also, if you hear an echo, I'm walking to get my food.
But,
okay. But yes, completely. I do remember that.
And I think that's, like, yeah.
As most guys, I'm not speaking on every man's behalf here, but like, of course, when you see a friends with benefits, then get, oh wait, this might be my guy. Hey.
You just said your name again, but we'll bleep it.
Shit. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. No. As a lot of guys, like when you have like a friends with benefit and then they are like, okay, wait, now I have a boyfriend or something. Then you see that person with a boyfriend, you're like, wait, shit, I like, you know, fuck, like, now I have like feelings for that person. I should have like, you know, we should have gone on dates and things like that.
Interesting.
So well, I wasn't like in full meltdown mode over that.
Right.
Like, oh, damn it. Like, I lost her.
Right. Right. I mean, and I think anyone would feel that way because like, there is such like a nice, I don't know, the friend with benefits thing is really nice. I actually remember, I think the second time we were friends with benefits, but I could be wrong and you could totally call me out if I am, but I'm pretty sure you like asked me out on a date once. And this was like the second time we were friends with benefits. And I was like, I don't know what I said, but we didn't end up going on that date. I forgot
you
exactly.
You probably remember, by the way, I'm not like, not out of like a pride thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember that as well, but like you telling me that, I'm like, that probably happened. Yes.
But like it doesn't necessarily mean that you were like, I want to date you. I think you were just like, should we ever like grab dinner? Like you were just like testing the waters of like what is allowed and what isn't allowed. I also think, and this is the last thing I'll say, cause I don't want to keep you and I want you to eat your food. I don't think that we ever like publicly were like to out.
I don't remember being, sounds really weird to say, but like, I don't remember, to your point, like, I don't remember being in the same place as you, like, at any point.
Right, like, I feel like it was just at my apartment.
I think we would, like, I remember a few times when I'd be, like, out with friends on a weekend or something, like, maybe kind of booty calling you, mm-hmm. but it would be more, it wasn't like a 2 a.m. text.
No.
Me at a dinner being like, hey, like, what are you up to?
Right. Yeah. And we both knew.
I'm over right now, but like, hey, are you out with some friends or something?
Right. Exactly.
Never, like it never happened.
Yeah. And I think that's a healthy boundary too. Like if you start like meeting up in person and then like, you know, I don't know. It definitely, I feel like you got to keep things in one realm, in one place.
Totally. Yeah. I'm always just very much, especially like, again, this was like 6 years ago or something. Like I'm very much now just like communication is just like by far the most important thing where I would rather, if I had something casual with somebody, like I would rather them and they started getting feelings or if I started getting feelings with them, like just letting them know like as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And like, you know, if someone who I was like friends with benefits got feelings for me, I wouldn't be like, you know, I honestly would be like complimented, not in a vain way, but you know, if it's something I had no interest in, I would tell them right away. Cause I don't want them to waste their time either.
Okay. That's interesting.
Obviously like when I'm 24 or 25 years old, it's, you know, just a different like maturity level than, you know, me in like my early 30s now. But yeah, I always just am like communication is like by far the most important thing.
But you did say something really, that's a good takeaway here, which is that if you like your friend with benefits person and you're like stuck in the friend with benefits thing and you want to kind of see if you could get out of it, get a boyfriend and see how they feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's part of it to that. I think it's a lot of like, again, I don't want to speak on behalf of like all men because like, you know, a lot of men have some similarities, but you know, some are different. Like, I'm one of those people where at times it's very like, you don't really realize like how good it is until like you don't have it type thing. And a lot of men are like that. I don't know if it's like a possessive thing or something, but like that could be like, this could be like a 3-hour conversation.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, if it's someone that you're like intimate with, regardless of like whether it's friends with benefits or something else, if you see that person with like another guy or another girl, like I think it's kind of human nature to have some type of emotion.
Yeah. You know,
doesn't mean it's like insane jealousy, but like it's like, oh, what?
Right. No, I think that's normal. It's also just like seeing someone in a different context. This was so great. Thank you for letting me put you on the spot. Are you currently single? I can't keep up.
I am currently single.
Okay, so if you heard Jay and you want to slide into his DMs, perhaps you can DM me and I will tell you his Insta if he allows me to do so.
Oh,
he lives in LA though, so you have to live in LA.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. You're the best. I'm going to text you.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Okay. You too. Bye. See, like, that's just a great guy. Like, that's a great guy. And also, like, someone that you can still have good vibes with, someone who's a self-aware, who goes to therapy. That's your friend with benefits right there, ladies. Let's get ahead of our wish lists this holiday season. Let's get ahead of gifting our family and friends. Let's get ahead of gifting our significant other. And let's give the gift of Tecovas. If you don't know what Tecovas is, if you haven't heard of this brand, you obviously don't have a pair of cowboy boots, because they are the leader in Western boots for men and women, and they're handcrafted from top-notch hides in a variety of timeless and fashion-forward styles. What I love about cowboy boots is you can wear them in the winter, in the fall, in the spring, and in the summer. They're so diverse. There's so many different looks that you can put together with cowboy boots. And not to mention, Tecovas has the best customer service, truly the best. Also, very fast shipping, if I may say so. So if there's a Tecovas store in your neck of the woods, swing by for some Western hospitality. A cold one, a boot shine, gift wrapping supplies on the house, which is pretty great because it's not easy to gift wrap. Let me tell you, I've bought a lot of gift wrap and it still looks like a five-year-old wrapped it. You can even get your gift custom leather stamped or branded, which is a really cool touch, especially if someone just got married or just really likes their name. Plus, their expert staff is ready to guide you to that perfect pair, whatever that might be, whether it's something more dressy, fancy, something more casual. And if you're still stumped, you can grab a Tecovas gift card because those fit everyone. Start off gifting season on the right foot at Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. Don't go gently, y'all. Okay, so now we're going to get into your questions. Somebody had asked, how do you pick someone? Find on an app or find a friend without ruining the friendship? I think it's really important that you're not friends with this person ahead of time, because yes, it's called a friend with benefits, but you're not really friends and you don't need to be friends and you don't need to ruin a good thing, which is a friendship. And if you're taking a friendship and turning it into friend with benefits, you already know this person isn't interested in you because it would have happened already. So if you're holding out hope that your friend with benefits will be interested in you, don't take a friend. My best option for you is that you either, it's like a friend of a friend of a friend, you know, like someone that you saw out at a bar and you were like, he's hot, what's his deal? And someone was like, oh, he's, you know, he just got out of a long-term relationship. He definitely doesn't want something. Or like, you know, some reason that you couldn't date him, or like, oh, he's 23. And then you're like, oh, damn. But like, I would tap that. And then like you exchange numbers and then you kind of make it clear from the jump. Like you're like, what are you doing after this? Instead of like, we should go out on a date. You know, it's a different energy when it's like just sexual purposes. Another good way to pick someone is you go out, you meet on an app, right? You have like a date and you're like, I'm very attracted to this person, but it would never work out in real life because of X, Y, and Z. However, I wonder if they would want something casual. So I always say be as honest as possible in this case and straight up be like, what are you doing later? Like, or like, should we get out of here? Like, or like a you up text, or like a, you know, are you out after like nine PM? Like people know what that means. And if they're not interested, they'll be like, oh, like, sorry, I can't. But the more transparent, the better. And guys love it in a friend with benefit situation when you're like, should we like, you know, let's, do you want to go home with me? Like just as direct as possible so that they don't feel like they have to, because guys are always trying to sleep with you. You know what I mean? So like if you cut out that part and they're like, oh, she wants to, so I don't have to do this like song and dance, then they'll be thrilled. Like they'll be like, oh yeah, let's go. Like, You know, I would love that. Like, there was a situation with a guy that I had like slept with a few times back in the day, and he and I had like aligned breakups. Like, I had broken up with someone and then he'd broken up with someone, and it was like a few years later. And I was like, we should get coffee. And he was like, yeah, I would love that. And then I was like, who am I kidding? Like, I don't want to get coffee with him. I'm just going to be honest. And I said something to him via text. I was like, and by coffee, I mean, like, let's just hook up. And he was like, that was so refreshing. Absolutely. And then like coffee became like our little joke, and we hooked up for a little bit, and then that was it. But the more transparent you can be, the better, I think, in terms of picking someone. Can you stay friends with a friend with benefits when you're getting into a relationship? So this is a really good question. And I talked about this a little bit with my friend with benefits. You might have just heard. I think that out of respect for the person that you're getting into a relationship with, you have to, like, temporarily at least end things with your friend with benefits in terms of your friendship. Similar to how you would want that respect if it were reverse, right? Like, and that's the hard truth about being someone's friend with benefits, is like, you're kind of a placeholder until they find someone that they want to take really seriously. And if you can't handle that, then that's a huge sign that you can't handle having a friend with benefits. And that's fine. By the way, not everyone should have a friend with benefits. And that's so okay. I know friends who straight up would never do that and could never. And that's fine. This episode is if you think you can. And so, no, I don't think it's fair to stay friends with a friend with benefits when you're getting into a new relationship. I think you owe them a proper conversation of, hey, I started seeing someone more seriously. At this point, I think this person and I are going to start sleeping together. I don't think that you and I should continue, but like, you're the best. And if this doesn't work out, obviously, like, we got to reconnect. And that might do one of two things, right? It might have them make them realize that they're in love with you, like Jay said, or it might just have them be like, damn, okay, like, I guess I'm not sleeping with this girl or this guy right now. And like, I either got to find a new friend with benefits if that's something I'm interested in, or I got to, you know, start focusing on dating. You should both be able to focus on dating during this friend with benefits thing. Somebody asked how to not attach. Honestly, just these guidelines, just these rules. Like, if the person that you're about to go into a friend with benefits thing is someone that you would date, end it right now. Like, end it right now. There has to be a reason that you wouldn't be with them. How to communicate about seeing other people with a friend with benefits. I think you just, again, like, honesty is the best policy. Like, you could even ask their advice of like, do you think that, you know, I'm going out with this girl next week? Like, where do you think I should take her? Like, I want to impress her. Like, the worst thing that you could do is pretend that you're not seeing anyone, because then you're not being real. And it's like, what are you trying to do? Get your friend with benefits to think you're all about them? That's probably not what they want either, right? And at least if you're talking about the other people that you're seeing, they can have like the heads up that they should be doing the same thing too if they're not. The age old question this person asked, what happens if you fall for them? If you fall for them, and I think you'll be surprised by my answer to this, because I feel like you think that I'm going to say, like, delete their number and never speak to them again and run. I think if you fall for them, you have to say, like, I think I'm developing feelings and I don't think that's healthy for this dynamic to continue. So I'm going to do what's right for the both of us and, like, you know, move on. And I think that if they like you and all of a sudden, like, those feelings are there, then they'll be like, wait a second, I can give you more. But you better not be holding out for that as the reason that you're saying it. You need to be saying it because you are preserving yourself for someone who actually cares about you. And so I think be transparent, be like, I'm feeling ways that I didn't expect to. I just want something casual and I don't see myself being able to do something casual with you anymore. I'm not saying this so that you could say the same thing back. Like, I know this isn't a rom-com. I just am being honest. And like, you know, we should probably split. And if they don't have feelings, which they probably don't, right? Not to be like negative, but let's just assume they don't. Then they'll be like, I respect that. Like, I understand. And thank you for being honest. And they'll be flattered, of course, you know, but they'll know that you're making the right decision for both of them. Honestly, this person asked, how do you transition out of it when you start dating someone else? Okay. So this was just my experience and I have literally nothing bad to say about my former friend with benefits. And you know this, but once you, if you don't have your romantic feelings for your friend with benefits and you meet someone that you do have those feelings for, you like can't enjoy sleeping with the friend with benefits anymore. Like there's like almost like this block where you're like, you're not in it in the same way. I don't want to say you get the ick from it because that's not fair. Like I never got the ick, but there was a time, probably like the last one, like the second to last or last time like we slept together, where I was like, yeah, this isn't working in the same way it was for me because I know that I have feelings for someone else. And I really do think that that's something that will happen. So it's like an easy, seamless transition when you start to feel guilty for continuing to be with your friend with benefits, then you know it's gotta be done and you gotta focus on that person that you like. I love this one. If you're the girl, can you text them first? Does it have to be even and alternate who initiates? This is the best part about friends with benefits. You don't have any texting rules. You can initiate as much or as little as you goddamn want. You can literally text them every night. What are you up to? What are you doing later? Like, it doesn't matter because you don't want anything from them except for the thing that you both mutually know that you want. And you're not offended if they're like, I can't tonight. I'm like going to the game with the boys and then we're all getting drinks after. Then you're like, all right, bet. Like, just trying to be cool with that one. You're like, all right, bet. Like, I'm around tomorrow night. Like, let me know if that works, you know? And you can't be offended from their response. You can text them whenever, you know, obviously in an ideal world, they're texting you too. They want to see you too. They want to, you know, sleep with you too. That's the point. But you can text them. There's literally no reason not to because you're not trying to get them to have feelings for you. Okay, this person didn't ask a question. They just like gave an opinion, but I have an opinion on their opinion. They said there should be no friend part. Don't hang out. Just hook up. No texting in between. Totally disagree. I think that a friends with benefits can be a really beautiful relationship where like you talk, not, you know, texting all day, but like you have to communicate in order to see each other. So you text to make those plans and you do hang out because when you're hooking up, you're hanging out also. Like I had some great conversations with my friend with benefits and like we laughed and we had a good time. And I don't think that you need to punish yourself by not being able to enjoy this relationship. I agree. You don't really actually have to be friends, but you can still enjoy this relationship because it's a relationship of sorts, right? Like, so I think, I mean, you do need to text in between because otherwise, how are you going to see each other? Okay, this person said, I want to be straight up and say I want regular sex with a hookup. How/when to do it? So sometimes people will do this in exchange in response to receiving like an anti-ghost text. So someone's like, I didn't really feel a spark. Like you're a great girl. Like I had a good time, whatever. If you want to shoot your shot, you could be like, hey, totally appreciate the transparency. Like in the spirit of being transparent, I would be down to do something casual if you're up for it, but like no pressure if not. And see what they say, right? Or reverse. Maybe you're the girl who sends that text and then the guy says, totally get it if you want to do something casual. It's funny because it kind of seems like douchier coming from a guy. Like, I'd be like, wow, he's really got some balls. But like, I don't know, if you're sexually attracted, physically attracted to them, then I don't see why not. Someone asked, is it against the rules for them to buy you lingerie? I mean, if we're just like doing this for sex, then it sounds fine. But if your love language is gift giving and receiving and you're tapping into the feelings part, then no. But if you're just like, put this on, it'll look hot on you when we have sex and our sex is the only thing I'm attracted to, then go for it. Why not? How do we approach the ground rules convo? It's funny, like, you know, my friend with benefits and I kind of discussed, like, we never had a straight up conversation about our rules. They just were. And I'm not saying that that's the best move. I think the more you can talk about the boundaries, the better. I think we were just young and dumb and like happened to naturally fall into the rules that we followed. I think that after the first time you sleep together is a great time to establish the ground rules. You could do it over text. You could do it in person, whatever you're more comfortable with. This person said, at what point should the girl try to make plans with the guy after 3, 4, 5 dates? This isn't about friends with benefits, so I don't know. Irrelevant, but love you. Let him make plans with you, honey. What are good qualities in a friend with benefits? It can't be someone you like, you might like, but also don't want to be a dud. Okay, great point. I think it has to be someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously, who actually would be a really good boyfriend, but like not to you because you don't want that, right? Someone who's just got good values. Like, you don't want some asshole, you know, friend with benefits, because that's the worst. Like, you're letting this person in the most intimate way. They have to respect women. They have to respect, you know, men. If the opposite case, they have to just be a respectful person, because otherwise, why should they get to have sex with you with no strings attached? Make sure this person is a good egg. And that's why it's nice when it's like a friend of a friend, right? Or like a friend of your coworkers, like someone where you have someone in common that they have no, you know, that they not have no desire to treat you badly, but like also wouldn't, because you're kind of connected, but not connected in the way that you'd have to hang out if you stop being friends with benefits, you know? Okay, this is the last question I'll answer, even though we definitely like touched on it, but can you and an ex be friends with benefits if you realize you're better friends and not a long-term match? No, because one of you does have feelings. Like, you dated. So you have feelings. If you can like take a lie detector test and prove that neither of you have feelings, then go for it. But, you know, also, and this is really important, if you suspect that your friend with benefits has feelings for you, it's also a good reason to end it, because it's just not nice. We know when someone likes us, right? And we don't want to stand in the way of them finding their person. That's not the point of a friend with benefits. The point of a friend with benefits is to have fun in the interim, to make it so that you can follow the dating rules when you meet someone new, so that you're not jumping into bed with them because you already have someone that you can jump into bed with, and that you can actually get to know someone that you want to take seriously to date. Your friend with benefits is there for you because sex is a need. It is a basic need, right? Like, shelter, sex, food, like, these are basic needs. Sleep, it's part of it, right? And so you need that. I mean, and some people don't. Some people are fine masturbating, which is great. More power to them. But I hope that this was helpful in order to shed a light on how you can do something that is mutually beneficial without getting in the way and hurting you, because no one should get hurt, but we should all be able to have a little bit of fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.